Hello, it's Brett with Roof MD.
Hi, Brett. This is Tyler calling you from Local Splash.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, sorry about that this morning. A series of unfortunate events happened, but did I reach you at a better time right now?
Yeah, although give me one sec. I was right in the middle of returning some materials.
Okay, yeah.
Can I put you on hold just like 1 minute?
Absolutely.
Thanks, bud.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem.
I'm almost done, Tyler. Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's all right. Take your time.
All right, buddy. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem. So, I was giving you a call because I got your email recently saying you wanted help optimizing your Google My Profile page. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we can absolutely help you with that. The pricing is still the same. Okay, last time we quoted it was still $249, $1 shy of $250. So the price would still be the same. But we can still optimize that on the front page, but it comes with a package deal. Okay, so not only would we help you optimize that, but we would also get you placed on found on the front page of Google as well. That way calls could come directly to you. We would also give you first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. And then also we would help your ranking on the front page by placing you on 60 different directories that are very popular in your area. I see here that you already have some of the ones that we would place you on, like the BBB you're already on, and Angie's List, and you have a Facebook account. But we wouldn't duplicate any listings that you already have out there right now. We would find another popular directory that Google indexes in order to help you rank on the front page. Okay.
And then
with your website, we'd be able to attach it to the Google My Profile page, obviously, and listings, Google, Bing, and the directories. That way, if those are avenues clients are choosing to go down to do searches for the services that you're offering, they'd be able to pull you up and, of course, call you directly from either of those platforms.
Okay. Now, if I already have a guy I use for my website, is there any issues there with you both kind of doing successful things?
No, so basically we can host it the way it is, but if you wanted any changes made to it or anything changed to the website itself, you'd have to contact your website provider and have them
have them
make the changes for you, and then we can host it for you.
Okay. No, that sounds good. I have 4 GMBs in Tennessee, but I've only been focusing on the one.
Okay.
Just because it's hooked up to my Google Guaranteed right now, and so I'm just trying to get a bunch of reviews on there to help its ranking. But there may be a point in time where I have you guys, you know, manage more GMBs and then potentially create others as well, because I'm going to expand into other states and I'm expanding into other territories. But right now, I want to have you just focus on my main one, and if I'm seeing that what you're doing is working really good, we'll talk about working on the other ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, and then also the services, remember, we do start it off with a 2-month verbal agreement, but the pricing is set month per month regardless. Okay. So, but what I would have to do here, just in regards to verifying, I just have to verify some information in regards to the company to make sure that we do have everything accurate here. I know we spoke before, but I just want to verify a couple things.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm about to start my truck. It's gonna disengage our call, so just hold on a second. Let me get it back to my Bluetooth here.
Yes, sir.
All guys on.
All right, you still there?
I'm here.
All right, go for it. I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact for the business. Now, the number that you gave me on the email, the 615-736-4940, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yeah, typically. So, and maybe you have a different opinion.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I also have the 615-678-2646 number.
Yeah, so that's my admin number, and most of my stuff goes to that. I put the Google Guaranteed on my personal number because my admin doesn't work, you know, 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And the Google Guaranteed calls, you know, half of how they rank it is whether you answer the phone or not. So I kind of did that one. That's the only thing I have on my personal line. So I don't know which is necessarily better. I do want most of my stuff going to that 678-2646 number, but if it's going to be a, you know, 24-hour, yeah.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be an issue. I mean, it's just whatever preferences, whatever works best for you is the number that we want, that we want your clients to be able to reach you, obviously. So if that's the best number that they can reach you on, then, you know, that's the best number that we'd be able to promote for you, but it's preference.
Yeah, I'd probably say the 2646 number is like primary
okay.
number.
And if anything ever changes, if you ever wanted to change anything on the account or adjust anything like the phone number, the email address, anything like the website, anything, you can always change or adjust anything on the account at any point in time. You just got to let us know, and you know we can adjust those for you immediately.
Okay.
All right. And then also, Brett, and we have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area as well. That's where the Google gives you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located. I found the address listed for you as the 3521 Blackwell Boulevard, Murfreesboro. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home?
That's my home.
Okay, so if that's a home address, we don't showcase the home address for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers that are calling you know the area you'd be coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions to where you live, of course. And then out there, just to verify the zip code, I have found it as 37128. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And then obviously I did get your, I have your last name is Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R. And then obviously the email, is going to be the same one, right, that we've been conversing on? bwerner@roofmd.com.
That's my personal email. If we're putting an email down for customers, it would be office@roof-md.com.
You said office at what now? RoofMD?
Roof-md.com.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Understood. Alrighty. Customers use office@roof-md.com. Perfect. Okay. And then as far as your hours of operation go, how would you like the hours of operation shown? Is it like Monday through Friday, 7 days a week? How does that work?
Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then close on Sunday.
7 to 5 on Saturdays. Okay. So 7 to 6, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, 7 to 5?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then also, Brett, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients when you're finished with the job?
So any major credit cards, cash check, debit, obviously, about it.
Okay.
And then
we offer
financing as well. I don't know if that's pertinent, but.
Yeah, absolutely. We can add that in there. That way people know that you offer that as well. Okay, perfect. All righty. And then also, now I know, did you have any other forms of media out there? I know you had a lot of different listings, like the Better Business Bureau, but did you have like Instagram, Facebook, anything like that? Oh, I see a Facebook, but did you have Instagram or anything like that out there?
Yeah, we have an Instagram. Okay. I have a LinkedIn. I think I have something else too, but.
Okay, all righty. Alrighty, and then also, if we would have to get a hold of you, Brett, in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Email's preferable.
Email. Okay. Alrighty. That's the way we'll go ahead and get a hold of you. And then right now, and then you already have our contact information on all the emails that I send over to you. You have my contact information, but I'm going to send you over another one. It's going to fall into your inbox labeled client support. That way, if I'm away from my desk, it's a change that you need a change or adjusted right away. Client support would be able to do that for you immediately faster than I would. Okay. So give me 1 second here while I get that sent over to you. All right. And then, so it just shows me that I just pressed the send button right now, and it shows me the email did send over to you successfully. And then the last thing that we would need to do, Brett, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming itself to optimize it, that would be securing the payment at the discounted rate. In order to secure the 249, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the business?
I'll probably be using a debit card.
Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
It has both.
It has both. And is there any middle initial on the card?
Hold on.
Check. Yep.
Yeah, it's got an A.
An A, okay. And yeah. Then the card, normally they read with 16 digits on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Okay, 4815-8800-2421-0462.
And the expiration month and year?
0824.
0824, okay. And then the CVC that's on the back?
074.
074. And is that car connected to the 3521 Blackwell Boulevard address?
No.
Okay, what's the billing address for the card?
8430 Madison Avenue, M-A-D-I-S-O-N.
Okay.
City is Fair Oaks, two words, F-A-I-R-O-A-K-S, California.
Okay, and zip code?
95628.
Okay, so I have 8430 Madison Avenue in Fair Oaks, California, 95628?
Yes.
Okay, all right, give me 1 second here. And then what I'm going to be doing right now is I'm going to be going over a 90-second voice verification. It goes over the service agreement with our company, Local Splash. But if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just feel free to stop me right then and there, and I'll rephrase that that question a different way. That way I have a firm understanding of what it asks you. But it's pretty self-explanatory. But it reads as follows, okay? It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Roof MD.
Thank you very much, and please state your name and title within the business.
Brett Werner, President.
Thank you very much, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
All righty, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, ask that again.
Yeah, basically what that question is asking, if another company gives you a call and they're asking, they're offering you some sort of marketing or advertising, to make sure that you don't double pay for a service that we may already be providing for you over here, we just ask that you give us a call before making that decision to move forward with that other company.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. And then also your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be April 7th, 2022, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. This would be a reoccurring payment. When the second month's payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew the following month on the same day on the 7th, but then it will billed in the same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. However, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. We just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. Now, what I'm having my finance team do right now is they're going to be running the 249. Is that when that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email showing you that 249 came out of your account. So give me 1 second here, please. Okay, and while I wait for that confirmation, I'm going to set you up for your client interview. Basically, that's when you're going to sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and you're going to be going over all the fun stuff, like the keyword content, the service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and they're also going to be going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Okay. Now, okay. I'm looking at their calendar right now, bro. I mean, I don't have another available agent for you to speak with today. We are all booked out, but I can get you in tomorrow. But I would be able, the earliest time that I'd be able to get you in right now, I believe it's around 12:37, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'd be able to get you in. How does this time tomorrow sound, or 12 noon tomorrow sound?
I think that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. And then, you want them to call you on your cell phone, the one ending, not the 24, not the 2646, the other one?
Yes.
Okay. All
the
right.
4940.
Yes, sir. Give me one second here while I program it into their calendar to spot fill it very quickly. So give me one moment here. And then when I do schedule this out for you, you're going to be getting a calendar invite emailed over to you, letting you know that it's going to be taking place at that certain time at 12 noon. And then an hour before it takes place the day of, they're going to be sending you over a text message letting you know it's going to be taking place soon. You don't need to be around a computer or anything like that. It's just a phone interview.
Okay.
All righty. So give me two more seconds here. I'm still getting that invite sent over to you. All right. I just sent it off right now. So you should be receiving that here momentarily. And then I also want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the local Splash team. Brett, the payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service. Now, also, I do need you for another minute or two. I do need to provide you with your username for your client dashboard. Would you be able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, please do. You should have one from me that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and pull that up for me. And then about the fifth line down from the top, you're going to see it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Okay. And then once you do that, let me know. It's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And as you scroll down for me, you're going to see a list of all the services that are included within the package. And then at the very bottom, you're going to let me know when you see where it says cancellation and refunds.
Got it.
Okay, perfect. Now, that little box that's underneath where it says cancellation and refunds, that little blank box, you would check that box for me, and then at the very bottom, you would sign your name. Now, once you sign the name and you confirm it, it's going to do one of two things. It will lock you into that discounted rate of $249. It's structured pricing. We didn't offer that on our website. And also, it's going to take you to another page after you do that that says Local Splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
You said I knew need to sign do the signature
yes.
first to go there?
Yeah, you would need to do the signature first in order to get to the other page.
Okay, username, password, got it.
Okay, so the username, that's going to be the phone number that we're speaking on as of right now. Okay, I believe I called you on the cell phone, the 615-736-4940. And then the password, that's created for you tomorrow and given to you at the time of the client interview. And then when you disconnect with my agents after the interview is complete, you can customize the username and the password to whatever you want them to be, okay, if you choose to do so. But that's the only requirement that we do have for me today, Brett, until the client interview takes place tomorrow. But I do want to ask here, before my agents give you a call and we disconnect, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime in regards to the services?
Yeah, I was just kind of glancing. I didn't have time to read it because I'm on the road, but I noticed something about Google Ads and Facebook Ads. What is any of that included in what I'm doing here, or is that like an additional thing we can set up? Because I already have Google Ads running.
The Facebook Ads is what we're going to be implementing for you. Okay, that's what's going to get you found. Yeah, those are going to get you found up to a 50-mile radius if you choose to target that far. And they're going to work like Google Ads. They're going to allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in up to a 50-mile radius. So we're going to be running Facebook ads for you as well.
Okay. And then Google Ads you're not doing, right?
Yeah, Google Ads we're not doing. We can do that. They did up their, at the very beginning of the year, they did up their, normally we used to charge $100 towards the Google Ads, but now they up their, now it's a little bit more. They charge $300 to start off with Google Ads on top of what we're charging. So it's a little bit more, so it's a little bit more in cost, but I mean, the Facebook Ads works just as well as the Google Ads.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Cause my web guy does some Google Ads stuff and he's been doing that for a while, so I don't need to double down on that.
Perfect, perfect. All right, well, if you ever need our help, you just know that you have that at your disposal if ever needed. But, Brett, we do appreciate you giving us the time and the opportunity to earn your business. I know we originally spoke last year in September, so I'm glad we were able to finally earn your business. We're definitely going to make you a happy client. Okay, just
thank
wait
you.
For that call tomorrow. Absolutely, we definitely appreciate it. Just wait for that call tomorrow, and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, well, I appreciate your time. You have a good day. Bye-bye.